Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've got the Ryder Cup starting first thing in the morning. Bama plays Georgia at 7:30. Oregon plays Penn State, I think, at 8. You've also got LSU-Ole Miss is a 3:30 game. Auburn-Texas A&M is a 3:30 game. Indiana going to Iowa is a 3:30 game. The noon window is packed with games. Notre Dame-Arkansas, hard for me not to love the Hogs in that game. I mean, and the Ryder Cup is on all day. You're going to need a bunch of TVs. Tennessee going down to Mississippi State at 4:15. You kind of get into that first big weekend in the SEC, and it's just so juicy. I frankly do worry a little bit about the amount I'm going to bet on Saturday, but that's what we're built for, Landfill. We are built for big moments and big Saturdays. And I might not bet much on the golf, but I can see 7 or 8 games I like on the college football card this weekend. And it is going to be a big, big Saturday. Landfill, what are your plans for Saturday? How will you lock in for a sports day like this?
I'll do lots of napping. I'm definitely not going to wake up for the early Ryder Cup matches because I think they start at 7, which is way too early for me.
I think they start at 7 on the cock. You got to make sure you got Peacock up and working.
Yeah. You know, I really wish... You know, just kind of unrelated. I really wish golf would just figure out what channel their stuff is going to be on, because there's just way too many of them that you have to go through.
I think that's all sports, dude. Like tonight,
no.
Everybody knows we're not staying at our house, right, because of the water damage. And I'm incredibly blessed to be staying at my buddy's house, but there's no multiple TV situation. So tonight, the NFL game's on Amazon. But, like, I'm going to be hanging out with my wife. I don't know that she's going to lock into Seahawks Cardinals the whole time, and you know how hard it is to switch from Amazon back to regular cable and back and forth.
Yeah, I don't really
know how hard that is, Landfill.
I don't have a problem with that. The game is on Amazon. It's going to start and finish on Amazon. The problem with golf is that it'll start in one location and then move to another one, and I have issues with that. I don't know if that's going to affect the Ryder Cup specifically, but it does your normal golf events, and I'm no fan of that. But obviously, I won't be waking up for those early matches. I probably will watch the late ones, and I'll have multiple college football games on. It's gonna be excellent.
It's going to be excellent, Landy. I believe Cliff Kingsbury has sat down before I go through my Saturday plans, or I can. I have children that are 10 and 6 years old, so you know what happens on Saturday? A boatload of
right
sports.
To purpose.
All right, we'll go to Cliff, and then we'll talk through Saturday after Cliff. Here is Commanders offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury.
Going up to Green Bay, not playing like we would have wanted. And like I said last week, you got to give them a lot of credit for how they played on defense. But we got back to the basics, DQ, preach physicality and playing tough and coming downhill, and I thought our guys responded.
Noah, still kind of a question mark. Terry, a question mark. How much changes, without giving away secret stuff, how much changes when or if those guys are out?
Yeah, they're two really good players. So anytime you lose two of your top guys, if they're not able to go, then you got to be creative and find ways to get other guys touches. And we have some young guys that are ascending. And if they have to play, then I'm sure they'll step up. But you definitely, when you have two guys that have been reliable, made a lot of plays in this league, you got to find other ways to get guys touches and move the football any way you can.
You guys inserted two new starters at guard. What did you think about their performance in particular in helping you pave the way in the run game?
They did a nice job. Chris Paul has really elevated his level of play from last year to this year. Was really impressed with him all spring and training camp. Came in at a good weight and has just continued to ascend in his play style. And then Wiley's a veteran who last year started to tackle the entire year. We asked him to come in and play some guard for us and just responded in the way you'd expect. A guy who's won a Super Bowl playing guard. So I was really glad that those guys got the opportunity to play and took advantage of it.
Hey, Cliff, you always hear about the next man up, but you have like next men up and a whole host of guys coming in. As a play caller, the challenge to create a coordinated group when there's that many new faces possibly or different faces in the lineup.
Yeah, it's just always about maximizing your personnel. It doesn't matter who's up, who's down. As a play caller, you got to be able to adjust and maximize the guys you have and what do they do best and put them in those positions to be successful. And I think our staff takes a lot of pride in that.
Different type question, so it's kind of big picture, but for ESPN, we're doing a story on like quarterbacks wearing wristbands and all that. Your guys don't. Like, what is your philosophy with the wristbands and having your quarterbacks not wear them?
Yeah, I just didn't like it as a player because I didn't like putting my eyes down, and so I just haven't done it. And we're no huddle, and you have the headset, and our verbiage is probably a little less than most people, and I think that allows us to not have one. But yeah, I think it was just something I prefer not looking down at it on the field, and so I've just kind of adopted that to my coaching style.
What do you think of the Falcons' pass rush?
It's been really good when they're able to pin their ears back and come after you. You know, I think last week they were putting some tough situations based on how the game went, but if you look at the stats and how they played, they've been really, really good on defense and not giving up big plays. When they can pin their ears back, they're really, really good. And so it'll be quite a challenge to try to slow those guys down. The young guys have been impressive for young players to step in there and have the production they've had.
And then with Bates out last week, not sure if his status this week, but Benson and Trent Scott kind of helping out. How did you feel they did?
I thought, you know, they were very physical, and that's what you asked them to do. Ben continues to come on, and his role continues to expand. And then Colson Yankoff as well got some time in there, and we want him to be physical in the run game, and they answered that call.
Hey, Coach. Looking at the offense and everything that you were able to do last week, the quick start, was that more of a complete game of what you're looking to see each week for the most part?
Yeah, we'd like to start fast, and I really thought Debo – set the tone with that kickoff return and gave us all a lot of confidence. And then the O-line was able to move the line of scrimmage that first drive and really give us a lot of confidence as well. And so we want to be able to play downhill, play physical, play on our terms and not play on our heels like I thought we did against Green Bay. And so I think that was more indicative of what we'd like to see week in and week out from our offense.
Hey, Coach, when you look at your running back room, can you share about Coach Anthony Lynn and what he's done to prepare those guys for game day?
Yeah, he's been tremendous. I mean, a guy who's been a head coach, been a great play caller in this league, so played in this league for a long time, went to one of the greatest universities in the world at Texas Tech, so there's a lot of positives that he brings with him. But I just think his wisdom, his belief in those guys, and they're all different styles, you know, and he knows how to maximize and use them and get the most out of each guy and what they do well. It's been really cool to see and just be around him, learned a lot from him.
With receiver, because of the injuries, who knows what you're going to have to do this week. But with Jalen Lane, you may have to play him outside. But ideally, as a 5'10 guy, he says ideally on the outside, or is it just, hey, we have to do something this week or, you know, for these games, and we'll have to use him that way?
Yeah, I think when we drafted him, I envisioned him more of a slot, but it's a guy who's, as camp went on, he showed he can do some things outside. And so with our receiver situation, how it's been, he's been out there some and having to you know, play. But I think eventually I'd like to see him as a slot in our offense. I think he really fits what we do and can really excel inside there.
You mentioned having to be when you're missing some guys, maybe you have to be a little more creative to maximize a guy. Does that bring out the mad scientist in you, or do you ultimately find yourself being ultimately more conservative because you just got to, how do I make a play here?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I think you have to walk that fine line of just making sure that whatever you're asking you guys to do, they're comfortable with it and they can feel like they can excel in it and make that play. Last thing you want to do is get too far out of the box and guys aren't comfortable in their roles or they're not playing with confidence. And so we try to make sure whatever's going in, the guys know it, they can attack it, not think a lot, and play fast and physical.
I'm sure you guys love the competition at left guard, Brandon Coleman and Chris Paul. Ultimately, what do you need to see out of Brandon Coleman to get him back on the field? Is it more physical, mental? Where is he kind of lacking, I guess?
Yeah, I just say the health. You know, we preach competition, and he had some nagging type injuries that kept him from practicing, and he hadn't played a lot inside there to begin with. So just being consistent in your practice habits and being able to be healthy and be out there, I think that's something he's got to keep working to get those reps inside there. But he's done a great job. He's what we expected. It was just a situation where it was Chris's time, and he took advantage of it.
Coach, both Debo and Jalen have obviously shown great you know, potential on special teams, but with Terry and Noah being, you know, nicked up, is there any consideration there? I'm sure you're not calling special teams plays, but still, is there any consideration there as far as how much work they would get, you know, if you need them out running routes?
Yeah, if Terry and Noah aren't able to go, then I would assume that would be adjusted some. I think Debo is such an impact player in all phases that we're going to use him when we need him. But I'm sure if those guys can't go, that we'll be smart about the usage. Thank y'all.
Wow. A couple different things stand out to me about Kingsbury, but one of them there was Tischler asked him about Brandon Coleman, and he kind of said he's got to stay on the field. Right? Like, everybody was wondering with the inactive for Coleman last week and going to Chris Paul, kind of the why there. And I think Cliff, I don't think it's necessarily about Coleman, but it is about getting your body right and ready and your ability to stay on the field. And I think that's pretty interesting. And then Coleman missed a bunch of time in camp, didn't get a ton of work at guard. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I think with Cliff also stood out to me. Did it seem like, Lanville, I'm curious for you. We both just listened to it. Cliff Kingsbury, of injuries to Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown, he said, anytime you lose two of your top guys, if they're not able to go, you got to get creative. You got to find other ways to get touches and move the football. It sound to you like Cliff is preparing to not have Brown and McLaurin?
Yeah, and couple that with the news that we heard about Dr. Williams-Myers with his 10 degrees yesterday that Terry's going to see. I don't think he's playing this week.
I find it really hard to think Terry's playing, and I don't think Noah Brown's playing. Like, when you look at that, and then you look at their roster, I mean, at the wide receiver position, you're talking Debo, Chris Moore, just the wide receivers on the active roster is Debo, Chris Moore, Terry, Luke, Lane, and Noah. So if you're down Luke and Terry, that's four receivers on your active roster.
Now, sounds like you need the tight ends to step up.
Sure does. What was that noise in the background there? Sounded like a dolphin.
Oh, we're having a retirement party here.
For who? Oh, for Stevie?
For Stevie, yeah.
Tell her I love her, and congratulations. I'm jealous she gets to retire. I hope one day I can retire. Stevie's put in more than 30 years with the station. I'm very very fond of her. She's an awesome woman, and I know she's a big fan and will still be listening. Tell her congratulations.
I will let her know. She brought back the tutu for B. Mitch or Jeff.
Now, Stevie is our number one tutu supplier. Have we updated the 2-2 bet? Let's get Jeff in the 2-2. Jeff, how many wins? How many wins for the 2-2, Jeff?
Jeff is not here. It's me. Hey, JP.
Wait. So Jeff's not there either?
No, Jeff is right here. I have his headphones.
Yeah, Stevie took his mic. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God, Stevie. yo, seriously, since we have you, how many years have you been with WJFK?
I have been with WJFK for 33 years. I've been in broadcasting for 34. And,
that's a heck of a run.
It's more than a run. I don't even know if I'm crazy for staying this long or if there was just that much more that needs to be done. And I think it's the latter.
If I may, to work, what I've learned about radio stations, and I've been involved at 106.7 The Fan probably 8 years coming in there. I mean, we're on our fifth football season doing our own show.
Mm-hmm.
To last 30 years at that place, you got to be a little crazy, Steve. I always thought TV stations were crazy until I really got involved in radio. And I learned that radio is the craziest place in the world.
Well, think about it this way. If I've been here for 33 years, what does that say about my age group? You know, loyalty was a thing. You didn't job hop.
Yeah.
And if you keep your head down, JP, and don't make a bunch of noise, people don't look.
Well, unfortunately, in my role, my job is to make a bunch of noise every day for 4 hours. So there's probably people looking. Seriously, congrats.
Thank you.
How many wins do they need to get for Jeff to wear the tutu and only the tutu?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I'm going to need some help with that. How many wins? Okay, so last year, B. Mitch said if they made the playoffs, he would have put a tutu on. And
I
you said
for B. it was 11.
No, yeah, okay, 11, and then he would put it on. And you said if they made the Super Bowl, you would put it on with no shirt. If we didn't want to see that, so here we are for the next year.
So I got to be honest. Wins? I think I said the tutu and only the tutu if they made the Super Bowl. I got kind of nervous about that because they were in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't go their way. I will go tutu and only the tutu. At this point, it's for a Super Bowl win, but I stand by that.
Okay, you're going to hang with Super Bowl. We're going to give Jeff 11, just like B.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe 10, because I want to see him in the tutu.
I think Jeff for the tutu, we make it 9.
Okay, I'm in with that. Too bad he's not here to understand what we've decided for him.
You know,
so that's a good move.
This is a binding contract.
Yeah,
Jeff
it
wears
is.
The tutu.
I'm in.
Lambeau, do you want to see Jeff in the tutu and only the tutu, or would you like to see him with some other clothing on?
I mean,
oh, more clothing.
I think it would be a great bit, but I would also be horrified. I'd need to wash my eyes out.
How about Jeff can wear drawers with the tutu, like boxers or briefs, whatever he decides.
Oh, you know, 9 games, 10 games. Jeff is wearing the tutu this year. I don't care.
Yeah, Jeff, put the damn tutu on.
Yeah, put the tutu on. It's wet. It's in your studio. It's hanging up. It's ready to go for the season.
Why is it wet?
No, I said it's in the studio. It's hanging in the studio. It's ready. It's not wet.
Okay. Ooh. I thought you said wet. Ooh. That just sounded weird. Stevie, congrats on a
Thank
hell
you.
Of a run. I don't think.
Thank you.
Well, how long have the have you been there longer than the Junks or about the
yes,
same amount
I
of time?
Have. In fact, wow. CK was an intern.
Yeah, she's been here longer than everybody.
Yeah, I am the OG, and I'm leaving the building. It's almost time for peace out.
Did you know CK with hair?
Yes, he was an intern. He was a college student, roaming around the halls looking for somebody to talk to him. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you know Johnny Cakes Auville with hair?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
And did you know B. Mitch with hair?
No, B. Mitch was not at Infinity Broadcasting. I think he was actually on the field at that time. I'm not sure.
Of all the people in your 34 years, who is the craziest and how close to Chris Russell's crazy level are they?
Ooh, that's a big, big question because there were so many personalities that have gone in and out of these doors, in and out of the studios. I think for me, I'm going to have to go with Chris Russell. He's the most entertaining, the most energized, crazy person. I'm going to have to stick with the old rooster there.
I think it is Chris.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, we're going to stick with that one. He's a good guy. And you guys, and I have to say, if you would allow me, never has a show on this station embraced me as much as you guys have, and it's been an absolute pleasure. It's made coming into the station a joy. Like I said, if you put your head down, nobody notices. And a lot of people had no idea who I was and what I did. I just show up and leave and show up and leave. So thank you for embracing me. Thank you for letting me add to the bits. And thank you for the tailgates, not telling me no. So thank you. Thank you all very much.
We love you, Stevie. Congrats on a great run. And we got to stay in touch, okay?
You got it.
All right, that's our friend Stevie retiring after 33 years at WJFK. Wow, that's a run. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Wizards basketball. Maybe they get back to some winning ways. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Fan. All right, Will Dawkins, Wizards general manager, spoke at length yesterday, and our guy Chase Hughes was there to cover it. Chase covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports, I believe. Chase, what up, dude? How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to be on with you. Happy that the season's getting underway, getting started. It's been a long offseason.
For sure. It's funny, dude, you know, because you're in Wizards land and I'm primarily in Commanders land these days, people might not know how long we've known each other and worked together. Like,
yeah.
We were both single when we met. Now we're married with children. Like, it's just it's been a long, long run, man. Chase does a great job covering the Wiz. Tell me what we need to know from Will Dawkins yesterday. What'd he say? How feeling about this Wiz season?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Someone was telling me about their honeymoon the other day. I was like, oh, JP, he went to South Africa for his honeymoon. Then I realized, man, that was a long time ago. Like, we have known each other a really long time. It's crazy. So Will Dawkins spoke yesterday. The two things that I think were most important were, one, some injury updates. Bilal Coulibaly is going to miss the start of the regular season, but it doesn't sound like he'll be out very long. He was hurt playing for Team France at Eurobasket, as was Alex Saar. and Alex Saar will miss the beginning of training camp, but it sounds like he's going to return very soon. A.J. Johnson's also a little banged up. And then my big takeaway was Will Dawkins sort of announced this as the season of competition, where I think this was inevitable we'd get here. They brought a lot of young players in, a lot of guys that they drafted, but now they've got some depth at certain positions, I think guard and wing in particular, and there's going to be some domino effects from that. They can't probably play everyone on a given night, so I think guys will win rotation roles, and then we also might see some players go down to the go-go to a degree that we haven't seen over the past 2 years. That's their G League affiliate.
Wow. All right, so this is – is this year two or year three of Winger and Dawkins and everybody?
This is going into year three. So they've had three drafts. They've had two full seasons. This will be the third year. And, you know, I think they probably expect to have a similar season to last year with a lot of young guys playing a lot of minutes, getting a lot of shots, have pretty large offensive roles. And I think the hope is now that they have enough young players that inevitably some guys will emerge. You know, to say there's 9-10 young players who represent sort of the prospects list for them, if two or three guys could take big steps forward this year, I think that would be a successful season for them.
Who do you think are the most likely guys to take a big step forward?
I would definitely start with Keyshawn George, and there might be some fans who are surprised to hear that because he was the 24th overall pick last year, but he, I thought, was impressive as a rookie. The only thing he didn't really do very well was shoot from three, but that's considered his biggest strength. If you look back at what he did in college at the University of Miami, he was their best player in the summer league. I think he's shaping up to have a good year. He's also healthy, unfortunately, unlike a few of their other young players. So I expect big things from him. Bub Carrington closed the season last year really strongly, so I think that set him up for a good second season. Didn't probably have the summer league he was hoping for, but he is certainly someone that I would watch. And then Cam Whitmore is going to be really interesting. You know, he's definitely got a chip on his shoulder, was drafted by Houston, didn't play as much as you would have hoped. Now he's coming home to a team that he grew up going to games for, you know, was a huge John Wall, Bradley Beal fan. Now he's playing for the Wizards. I think it's a really cool story, and he's a really talented guy who, you know, if you look at the numbers, it suggests that he's worthy of a bigger role than he was getting in Houston that I think he'll find here.
I like Keyshawn a lot. Where do you think his game can go? I think Bub, we kind of know where his game can go, right? Like, I think we kind of know who he is as a player. I love that he hit that floater to win the season finale down in Miami. Where do you think Keyshawn could go?
I think that is the question for Keyshawn. Like, what is the ceiling? Because I think he's proven that the floor is pretty high, and he came in a little bit older than the other prospects, even though he only played 1 year in college. He was 20 when he got drafted. So he, you know, he had played sort of AmPro before that in France, so he was a little bit more experienced in that regard, a little bit older. But, you know, does he have the athleticism or the skill set to become a star? I think that's what we'll have to see over time. You know, last year, a friend of mine who's a scout said that he sees a lot of Joe Ingles in his game, and I kind of like that comparison. Joe Ingles at his peak was probably the fourth best player on the team that won 50 games in Utah, you know, and had Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, really good defensive player, really good outside shooter. But could Keyshawn George become better than Joe Ingles? If he ends up becoming Joe Ingles, I think that's fine. That's a quality rotation player on a really good team. But certainly the Wizards would love to see him surpass what is ultimately a super role player that Joe Ingles was.
So with Keyshawn, not with Keyshawn, going back to Will Dawkins' comments about, you know, this is the year we're really going to compete, and I heard some iron sharpening irons type stuff. It's year three of these guys. Year one was kind of them tearing the roster down, trading guys away, getting the salary cap how they liked it. They're clearly trying to build through the draft. Like, do you expect a jump in wins and losses? Is that still a year out? Are we still looking at like a 20-ish win team? Or do you think maybe this is we're fighting for a play-in spot here kind of thing?
I don't think they're fighting for a play-in spot this year. I think that could happen the following season. But, you know, they won 15 games in the first year of the rebuild. Then it went to 18. I think a similar jump up into the 20s is probably a logical expectation. But there's a couple factors at play. One is that, you know, this is the last year that their first-round pick is protected. It's the first-round pick that they attached to John Wall to trade for Russell Westbrook, and now that pick is owned by the New York Knicks, and it's top eight protected. So if the Wizards got the ninth pick or worse, they forfeit their first-round pick to the New York Knicks. So ideally, they would show some progress but also stay in the top eight. And basically, the way the lottery odds work is that they can ensure to stay in the top eight if they finish with one of the four worst records in the league. And, you know, if you're fifth or sixth worst, it's a small percentage chance that you lose that pick. But that's a factor. And I think more important than wins and losses, obviously we've discussed the individual development, but they were 30th in offense last year and 27th in defense. If they could improve those numbers, regardless of what the win total is, I think that would be great, because you look back at a lot of the rebuilds that have worked, and you don't go from 30th in offense to fifth in the league overnight. Usually these things happen more incrementally. And a team breaks out like the Thunder have over the last few years. But then you go back and look, even when they were losing, you know, they were still improving year over year defensively and offensively. So I think those are some of the numbers I'll be checking at the end of the season for sure.
Trey, I'm all in on this kid. I just want to watch him shoot. Like the motion is so pure. But what is his role right away?
Yeah, I think he's going to be instant offense. His role, I think my guess is he comes off the bench to start, but is going to have a sizable role in the offense. And then, you know, by the end of the season, maybe moves his way into the starting lineup. But I think the entertainment value is going to be helped by having Trey Johnson, because he can light it up from three. I mean, he was as good of a three-point shooting prospect as you could find coming out of college. And he also kind of has an interesting personality split, where off the court, he's like super laid back. I mean, I think he would describe himself as kind of boring. Like, he went viral this offseason for this interview I did with him at the Combine, where he said he's got no off-court hobbies at all. But then you watch him on the court, and he kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. Like, he's really like competitive, and he celebrates after just about every play that he makes. So I think he's going to be fun to watch, because he's going to light it up from long range. I think he's going to score plenty of points, probably have a chance to win Rookie of the Year, because it's usually an award that comes down to scoring. And I think it's just going to be fun to watch his joy sort of play out on the court, because he plays with a lot of excitement. And I just think it's going to be fun, regardless of how good the Wizards are, to watch a young player like that.
Talking with our boy Chase Hughes. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Read all of his work, watch all of his work on Monumental Sports Network. Do you have a new podcast, by the way?
We are not ready to.
Is that not ready to discuss on radio?
Yeah, but sorry, dude. Yeah, my colleague Bijan Todd and I, we started doing these videos over the summer on YouTube. And they did well, so we're going to be doing more of them in a more official capacity. But yes, Wizards YouTube show that will double the podcast.
Okay, sweet. Sorry if I wasn't supposed to say that.
I appreciate the plug. I'll take it, man.
All right. I heard this rumor, and maybe it's dumb, that Ace Bailey was trying to force his way to Washington in the draft, but they were just going to take Trey Johnson anyway. Has that all been reported to be accurate? Like, what was the deal with all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been reported out pretty extensively that Ace Bailey and his people were trying to sort of maneuver their way in the draft to preferred destinations. And, you know, he ended up getting selected by Utah, and there was speculation that, you know, maybe that wasn't his first choice. I think it ended up working out well for both teams. I think Ace Bailey is going to be in good hands in Utah, on a team that is ultimately overseen by Danny Ainge, who has a terrific track record of drafting players just like Ace Bailey, who play the same position. You know, I'm talking Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, those types. And then the Wizards at six, I was really surprised that Trey Johnson was even there. I thought he was going to be a top five pick. And for a team that was 30th in offense last year, I think they did well for themselves with Trey Johnson, who I think probably has a higher floor than Ace Bailey. You could argue Ace Bailey has the higher ceiling long term, and that's why he was picked fifth. But it doesn't mean it'll work out that way. So I think both players landed in good positions. the Wizards, you know, they were picking sixth. They had to sort of be beholden to what happened in front of them. Yeah. And I think it was a good scenario for them to land with Trey Johnson. Whether they wanted Ace Bailey or not, I think it's going to work out.
Less than a month till Wiz basketball starts. Preseason starts in a couple weeks. Can't wait to watch. Chase, one word answer. Do you want Jaden to play Sunday or not?
Not. I trust Marcus Mariota.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's our boy Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Opening the phone lines up at 1 o'clock for Bleep You Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Lou. Shout out to Betty Lou Who. Leville, you know the Skynyrd song? Give me two steps when he talks about dancing with a woman named Linda Lou.
Yep.
My aunt, Linda, her name was Linda Lou. Shout out to Aunt Linda. R.I.P. I did want to talk briefly. We got football tonight. I always love when we have football tonight. If you want, I don't think a ton of people are going to be watching this game, but Army plays East Carolina at 7:30. Pat Wickstead's going to be watching his Pirates. I don't have a whole lot of a feel for the Army-ECU game, but watch that if you want. The NFL game that I think more people will be focused on tonight, Seattle-Arizona. Both these teams come in 2-1. Seattle looked quite good last week. Sam Darnold versus Kyler Murray, one of those is an athletic freak. They're both top five picks. Kyler went 1-1. I think Darnold was, what, fourth overall? If I got to ask, you know, the coach I trust more, it'd be the young coach that Seattle's got. I think Arizona's got more offensive talent. If you look at kind of where some of the props are for tonight, they've got Sam Darnold at 227 passing yards, Kyler Murray at 214. One really interesting thing to watch, the Cardinals' offense has been led by James Conner, its running back, for a few years now. Hell, kind of going back to when Kingsbury was out there. Conner, I think, broke his ankle last week and is out for the remainder of the year. It's now going to be the Trey Benson show in Arizona. Benson's a back that there's always been excitement about, but he's kind of been buried on the depth chart behind Conner. Interesting to see what happens now with Benson in that feature role. Seahawks run the ball pretty well, too. Kenneth Walker, the dude Charbonnet is Walker's backup. There's some injury questions surrounding Charbonnet, but Vegas has odds on both of them. They got Benson's rush yards at 56.5. Benson's also an effective receiver. Walker at 53, Charbonnet at 40. Kyler at 28.5. Lanville, what way are you going on this? Sam Darnold, 8.5 rush yards. You're red hot in the betting department.
I kind of like the over there. I feel like I'm not a huge believer in Sam Darnold's passing ability.
Well documented.
But if they're going to need to move that ball, run, young man.
Rumble, young man, rumble. Jackson Smith and Jigba, the former Ohio State receiver, now out in Seattle, is off to a really good start to the season for the Seahawks. His receiving yards total tonight is 84.5. That is true wide receiver one territory there. The highest receiving total for the Cardinals is their gifted tight end, Trey McBride, at 65 yards. There's a lot of questions surrounding Marvin Harrison Jr., who was, I believe, the top receiver taken last year. People are talking about his drops, and it's an issue. Marvin Harrison tonight checks in with a 47 receiving yard over-under. Cooper Kupp is kind of a shell of what he once was. He's on the list. Trey Benson receiving yards, which could be an interesting number if he's going to get more work. 21.5 receiving yards for Benson. Interested in that? If you go to anytime touchdowns, passing, let's see what passing TDs. So the total for both quarterbacks is 1.5. Lanville, you're the red hot bettor. Do you have a feel for tonight?
I'm kind of a Cardinals believer.
Really?
Last week was a little bit rough, but I think they played well over the first couple weeks at least.
Yeah, I think they've been a little bit better than most expected kind of along the way here. You know what I mean? Now, how long does that last? I guess we'll find out. But Lanville's a Cardinals believer. You'll hear from me when we get to Heard It Here First what I'm expecting. Here's what I do know. When we come back, phone lines are going to be open. Jeff, press the button. It is Bleep You Thursday. Whoever's wronged you, whatever's made you mad, whether it could be driving in our city in the rain, whether it is something with your loaner car, whether it is something with cars in general, could be a street sign, could be an animal, could be something serious, could be injuries to your favorite football team, could be your football team having to travel to Atlanta, then L.A. Whatever you're mad about, it's Bleep You Thursday. Phone number 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's do this. Bleep You Thursday time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.